Most American colleges and universities accept one or both of the two major tests. One is the test of English as a foreign language, known as the TOEFL. The other is the International English Language Testing System, or IELTS. The TOEFL is given in 180 countries. The competing IELTS is given in 121 countries. 1 million people each year take the TOEFL, says Tom Ewing, a spokesman for the Educational Testing Service. Same with the IELTS, says Beryl Mayron, the executive director of IELTS International. She says 2,000 colleges and universities in the United States now recognize the IELTS. Schools might accept it only for undergraduate or graduate admission, or both. The IELTS is a paper test, while the TOEFL is given on paper only in places where a computer test is unavailable. The TOEFL paper test costs $150. It tests reading, listening, and writing. A separate test of spoken English costs $125. The computer version is called the TOEFL IBT, or Internet-Based Test. The price is different in each country, but generally falls between $150 and $200. The TOEFL IBT and the IELTS both measure all four language skills: listening, reading, writing, and speaking. But with the IELTS, the speaking test is done separately as a live interview. You speak with an examiner who is certified in ESOL, English for Speakers of Other Languages. Everyone takes the same speaking and listening tests, but there is a choice of two kinds of reading and writing tests, either academic or general training. IELTS International says the test measures true-to-life ability to communicate in English for education, immigration, and employment. Institutions in Britain and Australia jointly developed it. The cost is different in each country, but Beryl Mayron says the price in local currency is generally comparable to about $160. The IELTS website is IELTS.org. The TOEFL website is TOEFL.org.